Hello and welcome to the AULC Ministries. I'm Reverend Dr. Rob White here with our special Thanksgiving message for this Thanksgiving week. Before we get started, let's go to the Lord in prayer and then we'll get started with our service. If you would join me, please. Heavenly Father, we come today to ask you to share your presence with us and shine your glory down on us as we come into celebrating a week that we typically set aside just one day to give thanks when we should be giving thanks every day for things that you provide us and the happiness and the blessings that we receive. And we just ask, Lord, that the people that need to hear today's message, that need to hear it, will hear it, whether it's in a taping, whether it's during the live broadcast, what have you. Let them hear it, Lord. We ask that you be with us today, bless us with your words, words of wisdom, words of courage, words of knowledge that we need to hear. And we just ask, Lord, that you be with us as well, those that are struggling with this COVID-19 right now, this coronavirus. And we just ask that, because we're starting to lock down again, and we're having to live stream church services, and there's businesses that are having to close because of this, and the hospitals are being overworked and overwhelmed. And we just ask, Lord, that those that have the coronavirus or they are testing positive and they're quarantining, you put your healing hands on them, Lord, and help them. Help heal our land, Lord, because this coronavirus is getting out of whack here in Indiana particularly, and other states as well, and around the world. We just ask, Lord, you be with each and every one of us. Bless us and keep us. And we just ask, Lord, you be with us today as we hear your words through your message. We ask this in your Son Jesus' precious name. Amen.
A child of the King. Once, because of my own thinking, I was lost and I was sinking, oh, so low. Living down in the darkness of my mind, where the righteous do not go. Till the day I fully realized that God could deliver me and more. Raise me up to higher heights and give me joy I'd never had before. And I thank Him for the miracle that brought me from the rock to the right. Darkness to the light, and I thank Him for the never-ending song of joy I sing, and I thank Him for the miracle that made me a child of the King. Darkness of my soul, I felt a longing just to trust in His embrace. Oh, and I said, Lord, can I love You? Can I hope to ever look upon Your face? And then I took Him at His word that said, believe in Me and you will never fall. straight away at all. Darkness to the light, and I thank Him for the never-ending song of joy I see, and I thank Him for the miracle that made me a child of the King. Yes, I thank Him for the miracle that made me a child of the King. Oh, 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 I'm a child of the
Today, our scripture lesson comes from Psalm 118, 1 to 6, and 19 to 24. Psalm 118, 1 to 6, 19 to 24. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His faithful love endures forever. Let Israel say, His faithful love endures forever. Let the house of Aaron say, His faithful love endures forever. Let those who fear the Lord say, His faithful love endures forever. I called to the Lord in distress, and the Lord answered me and put me in a spacious place. The Lord is for me. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? Open the gates of righteousness for me, and I will enter through them and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord. The righteous will enter through it. I will give thanks to you because you have answered me and have become my salvation. The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This came from the Lord. It is wonderful in our eyes. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. May the Lord add His blessing to the reading of His word.
You are listening to Reverend Dr. Rob White from the AULC Ministries. Find us on Facebook, Roku, Amazon Fire TV and TalkShoe. And be sure to visit www.aulc.us.
Tis the gift to be simple, tis the gift to be free, tis the gift to come down where we ought to be.
Did you enjoy the song that was just played? It's based on a Shaker hymn called Simple Gifts by Elder Joseph Brackett. The composer, Aaron Copland, made it famous in the 1940s when he used it as the basis of a movement in his tone poem, Appalachian Spring. In 1963, Sidney Carter put his own words to the tune and called it Lord of the Dance. And it's still sang from time to time in churches. But going back to the original, Elder Brackett penned these words. 'Tis the gift to be simple. 'Tis the gift to be free. 'Tis the gift to come down where we ought to be. And when we find ourselves in the place just right, 'twill be in the valley of love and delight. When true simplicity is gained, to bow and bend, we shan't be ashamed. To turn, turn will be our delight, till by turning, turning, we come around right. Now, I'd like to capitalize upon the spirit of this hymn and invite you to think with me about the simple gifts for which we are to be thankful in this season of Thanksgiving. Now, recently, I was asked the question, what are you most thankful for? And I thought about such things like friends and family and good health and like that. But then it occurred to me that this is just the tip of the iceberg. So I made a list of all the things I have to be thankful for. And to my surprise, what came to mind was not big ticket items, but simple gifts of life that we often take for granted. I'd like to share my list with you in my sermon today, with the hope that it'll inspire you to make a list of your own and so give you that much more reason to be thankful. Now, first off, I'm thankful for the five senses: the sense of sight, smell, hearing, touch, and taste. Now, of course, not everyone has all five senses. There are some that are blind, there are some that are deaf. Plus, there are a few of us that have a full dose of any of them. And for example, I got to wear glasses. And my hearing isn't exactly what it used to be. Just ask my wife about that. But yet, it's a blessing to be able to see the world around me reasonably well and hear the sounds of nature and savor the rich aroma of food on the stove and feel the texture of crushed velvet and taste the goodness of homemade banana bread. My wife, she loves to make banana bread, and I love eating it. Now, riding a motorcycle makes me conscious of how little we smell the countryside around us as we travel. For example, in the fall, there's the smell of burning leaves, and in the spring, there's fresh cut hay. And riding by a chicken house at any time of the year will just about knock you over, whether you're on a motorcycle or not. So my list of things to be thankful for begins with the five senses. They're just a few of the simple gifts that we take for granted. Take the human body, for example. In general, with its complexity of moving parts, it's amazing. For example, if you didn't have toes, you wouldn't be able to keep your balance. And if you didn't have joints, you wouldn't be able to bend and turn. The psalmist said it best when he wrote that we are fearfully and wonderfully made in Psalm 139:14. Now, in one of my favorite episodes of MASH, Hawkeye Pierce, you know, Alan Alda, he waxes eloquent on the benefits of the opposable thumb. Now, I'll bet you never took time to give thanks for that, did you? Yet it's true. The fact that you even have a thumb and that it's constructed the way it is gives you the ability to grip a hammer, open a jar, hold a pencil or a knife, a fork or a spoon. The opposable thumb is an incredible piece of work, and that's just one more simple gift that we are to be thankful for. Then, how about the gift of imagination? Now, I use this gift all the time. I'm kind of a visionary at heart, because one of my favorite sayings is that of George Bernard Shaw when he said, "You see things as they are and ask why. I see things that never were and ask why not." That kind of speaks to me, because to look beyond the mundane realities of everyday life and imagine how God would have it to be. And yet, isn't that what Jesus wanted his disciples to do when he taught them about the kingdom of God? In Matthew 13:33, for example, Jesus said, "The kingdom of heaven is like yeast, which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of meal until it was all leavened." Now, the gift of imagination allows you to see possibilities. It's like the gift of wonder, which is yet another simple gift to be thankful for. Wonder, now, comes naturally to children as they listen wide-eyed to a well-told story, or when they play with imaginary friends, or as they gaze into a kaleidoscope. Can you remember as a child looking up at the stars on a crisp, cold night and saying this little nursery rhyme? "Starlight, star bright, the first star I see tonight, I wish I may, I wish I might, have the wish I wish tonight." You see, a close cousin to wonder is also the gift of creativity. Now, creativity, everyone has it to some degree. To be able to be created in the image of God is to be, well, creative. Obviously, some get a bigger share than others. For example, whoever created the internet, and no, it wasn't Al Gore, got a double dose, just like Georges de Mistral, the inventor of Velcro. Or how about the serendipity of Dr. Spencer Silver when he was trying to create a super strong adhesive, instead created a reusable adhesive that became the Post-it note. Now, there are so many gifts to be thankful for. The gift of a smile, for example, can light up your life and make an otherwise dreary day brighter and more cheerful. Have you ever been down in the dumps and a total stranger just gives you a big smile and says hello? It washes over you like a summer breeze. A genuine smile is one of the simplest gifts that we have to share. Mother Teresa said it best. She said, every time you smile at someone, it's an action of love, a gift to that person, a beautiful thing. I like this. If you see a friend without a smile, give him one of yours. Add to smiling the gift of laughter. Mary Waldrop says, a laugh is a smile that bursts. And I like what Victor Borges said, laughter is the closest distance between two people. And so it is. Laughter is one of the purest forms of intimacy. It refreshes us. It clears out the toxins and brings us together as one. There's a Yiddish proverb that says, what soap is to the body, laughter is to the soul. A good belly laugh is one of the best ways that I know of to relieve stress. Of course, we all know the old adage, laughter is the best medicine. But there's more to it than just being a catchphrase. Researchers link laughter to all sorts of medical benefits. You can read the studies online, but better still, rent the movie Patch Adams, starring Robin Williams. It's based on a true story of a doctor in Virginia who used the gifts of humor and laughter in unconventional ways to help his patients get well. All right, let's see here. Where are we? Okay, we've talked about the five senses, the body, the gifts of imagination and wonder and creativity, the gifts of smiling, laughing together. Let's add to these the simple gift of a caring presence, and with it, the gift of a listening ear. Mamie Porter says, we live in a world of hit-and-run communications, and she's right. Too often, we fail to take the time to sit down with others and listen carefully to what's on their minds. A lot of it has to do with television. It's so fast-paced, we're expected to think on our feet and express ourselves quickly in small sound bites, rather than have the leisure to think reflectively and explore thoughtfully how we think and feel about things. What a gift it is for someone to sit with you without looking at a clock or take the time to hear you out, to listen interactively, to ask questions and probe and invite you to say more, as if there wasn't anything more important going on in the world today than just being there for you. When you have a lot of things on your mind and you need someone to talk to, someone who will take the time to listen and respond and be there for you, who do you call? Well, as you put together your list of simple gifts, be sure to put their names close to the top. For the gifts of a caring presence and a listening ear are two of the most valuable gifts you'll ever have received. Leo Buscaglia says, too often we underestimate the power of a touch, a smile, a kind word, a listening ear, an honest compliment, or the smallest act of caring, all of which have the potential to turn a life around. Now, there's no end to simple gifts, but which we have to be thankful for. But before we close, let me add to the list of gifts, faith, hope, and love. Make no mistake about it, these gifts are pure and simple. They can only be received freely as gifts and not obtained by any other means. Now, see, that's always been a mystery to me, because why is it, say, that in a healthy Christian family, one child comes to believe in God and live by faith, while another doesn't even have a clue? Sad truth is, some get it and some don't. and I've never been able to explain why. I've heard any number of anxious parents fret and stew over a child who refused to acknowledge God in any spiritual sense, but I've never known what to tell them except to say, don't blame yourself. You did the best you could. Faith is a gift. Trust God to bestow it in time, if God chooses to do so. In the meantime, if you've been given a mustard seed size of faith and are able to believe in God and know in your heart that God loves you and cares for you, and that's God's will for your life, and that it's good and it's perfect in every way, be thankful. It's a simple gift, but it makes all the difference in how you yourself in relation to the whole of God's creation. Nowhere is this stated more beautifully than in the song called I Believe. It goes like this. I believe for every drop of rain that falls, a flower grows. I believe that somewhere in the darkest night a candle glows. I believe for everyone who goes astray, someone will come to show the way. I believe, I believe. I believe above the storm, a smallest prayer will still be heard. I believe that someone in the great somewhere hears every word. Every time I hear a newborn baby cry, or touch a leaf, or see the sky, then I know why I believe. To have faith is to be optimistic and be hopeful. Whatever the situation or circumstance you're facing, the writer of Hebrews puts it this way in Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is assurance of things hoped for, proof of things not seen. So we have faith and hope. But what makes it all worthwhile is the gift of love. When my wife Carol and I first started getting to know each other, we found that we had a lot in common. We shared similar values and views, and we enjoyed doing the same things. We were compatible in every way, and it was evident from the first date that our love for each other would just grow and grow. The question of would we ever grow to love each other was never thought of between us. You see, you can work together and play together and pray together and help each other in every possible way, but it only counts in the long run if you love one another. Paul puts it this way in 1 Corinthians 13, 1-3. If I speak with the languages of men and of angels, but don't have love, I have become a sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. If I dole out all my goods to feed the poor, and if I give my body to be burned, but don't have love, it profits me nothing. Love is the basis of every good and perfect gift. It's the root of life, abundant and eternal. And the greatest expression of love there ever has been or ever will be is found in the person of Jesus Christ. John 3:16 sums it up nicely. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. Jesus lived and died for the forgiveness of our sins, and he rose from the dead that we might share in the promise of eternal life. Paul makes it clear that we did nothing to deserve it. In Romans 5:8 he says, but God commends his own love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. You see, love is a gift, pure and simple. You can't earn it. You can't manufacture it. You can't manipulate it or coerce it in any way. All you can do is receive it humbly and graciously when it's offered, and be thankful. As you sit down with your family and friends this coming Thursday to celebrate Thanksgiving, be thankful for the simple gifts of life. The fact that you can taste the turkey is no small thing, nor is the fact that the people sitting at the table love you dearly. Invite Christ to bless you with his presence and praise God from whom all blessings flow. Have a happy Thanksgiving, and let's close in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much. The words today mean so much to us because we tend to overlook the simple gifts in life that you've given us, and we tend to sometimes just take them for granted. And we thank you for pointing that out today, that makes us open our eyes and realize that you've given us so much that we don't even see because we overlook them. We ask, Lord, as we go into our Thanksgiving week, that we remember we need to be thankful every day, not just one day a year. We need to be thankful. We need to thank you, and we do thank you, Lord, for everything, the blessings that we've received, everything that you've given us, and we just ask, Lord, that you continue to be with us and bless us and keep us. We ask this in your Son Jesus' precious name. Amen. That's our Lord's message for this Lord's week, and I hope that you got a blessing out of it. So go out this week, be a blessing and be blessed, because the more you're a blessing, the more you will be blessed. Thank you all for watching. We hope to see you all next week. Thank you.
Does Jesus care when my heart is pained too deeply for mirth or song? As the burdens press and the cares distress and the way grows weary and long. Oh yes, he cares, I know he cares, his heart is touched with my grief. When the days are weary, the long nights dreary, I know my Savior cares. Does Jesus care when my way is dark with a nameless dread or fear? As the daylight fades into deep night shades, does he care enough to be near? Does Jesus care when I've said goodbye to the dearest on earth to me? When my sad heart aches till it nearly breaks, is it felt by him? Does he see? Oh, yes, he cares. I know he cares. His heart is touched with my grief. When the days are weary, the long nights dreary, I know my Savior cares. God will take care of you through every day or all the way. He when your days are weary, the long nights dreary, I know my Savior cares.